This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It is all about lifestyle. If you haven't checked out our wellness providers, you can go to the website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Check it out there. There you can find all the information you need to help you get all the keys for your health and your life. Let's kick off and go to Alan here in St. Louis. He wrote an email. He said, I work on my feet all day, and I've noticed that my knees tend to grind. What could this be? Well, Alan, one of the big keys when you start having, it's called crepitus, when you start having that in your knees at any level, a couple things can happen. Number one, it probably could be from more of a nutritional deficiency, and that is pretty common. A lot of times it could be low vitamin D. That could be the root cause of it. Now, they say they can be overuse. That is a possibility. But for the most part, it's not even as much overuse as it is the wear and tear from the body not getting what it needs to support healthy bone. So I'd go to your physician, get a little test done, and get your vitamin D test, or you can go to our website, go to InShape Network. We can help you. But that's one of the big keys. You've got to figure out what those numbers are. If it's over, but if it's between 60 and 80, you're okay. If it's really under 60, even though that's normal, you want to get those numbers up because they can play a big role. Then also you want to look and make sure you're getting plenty of good sources of calcium. Now, milk is fine. It's been marketed forever as having a ton of calcium, but actually dark leafy greens function much better. So your dark leafy greens are a much better option. I mean, matter of fact, one glass of dark leafy greens, it is about equal to about 3 or 4 glasses of milk as far as calcium goes, plus the absorbability of it is much greater. So that's what you want to look at, too, if it comes down to minerals themselves. But I would get some lab work done just to see what your overall numbers are, and then go from there. Because a lot of times you'll think the doctor will tell you it's arthritis, and it may not be. It may just be an imbalance in the body that needs to be corrected. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website, go to InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to the phones and go to Jack. Hi, Jack.
My third back surgery put me down. It's been a little over 5 years ago, going on 6, about 5 and a half, I guess. And I haven't eaten right, don't cook much. I'm sluggish, tired all the time. And I thank God for y'all's show. I've been listening to the radio, and it's helping me. I'm trying to learn what to do and how to do to get stronger and healthier. I've gained weight, and it's just a constant struggle every day to force myself up and do things that I need to do for myself. And I'm wanting to lose weight and get healthier. The doctors say that I'm diabetic now. I'm not on any medications for that yet. And just got a lot of health problems, and I want to turn it around and get better and get back to going again. I can walk, but it's slow and use a cane, and I can't walk enough at a time to do much good because of the pain in my low back and hips and legs. And I want to turn all this around and get better and get well and get back to going again.
Well, one of the big keys, Jack, that's great, and I'm so glad you listen to the show on a regular basis. Thank you for doing that, and thanks for telling other people about it. I mean, that's one of the big pieces that we are so grateful for here is to be able to help as many people as we can and to be able to encourage you with your health and give you the tools that you need to be able to thrive. So, yeah, thank you for that. And I'll tell you, if you're wanting to get on the right track, you know, you've gained some weight, need to lose about 30 pounds or so and really get back on track, I would just go and get started in, with the basics. I mean, when you start looking at your eating patterns, remember, we are what we eat. Exercise is really queen and nutrition is king. You put them together, you have a kingdom. I do believe your eating habits are more important than exercise, but you have to have the two to make it work. So if you're wanting to drop weight, then you've got to get your eating habits under control and get the right pattern down. So you want to check out, go to the website. We've got all kinds of great information there for you. We've got articles that we've written in multiple categories that can just lead you down the right path and give you some good info. Plus, we've got lifestyle providers, which are healthcare providers in your area that can help. So when you're looking at coming up with a new plan, one of the big keys that you have to look at when it comes to eating is balance, right? So we always talk about, there's all kinds of different ways to look at it. You can go high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat. Every fad under the sun has been there. The funny thing is they all work, and they all work in their own way. But what really is the healthiest, and what's the best way to go? I've really found that more balance than anything is the best way to start out. And once you start out that way, then we can dial it in more for your body chemistry. But it's better to get on more of just a balanced approach more than anything else to get started. So the basics are equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those types are your best way to go. And by doing that, it gives you everything you need. So you're not missing anything, okay? And I would do multiple meals throughout the day. At least I would do 3 meals, 2 snacks in between. All right, so you would eat around 7 a.m., eat a little snack at 10 in the morning, maybe lunch around 12:30, little snack around 4, and then dinner around 6:30 or 7. That's a good way to go. It is. It's a great way to start. All that's in my book. Okay, you can pick that up at the website as well. But, yeah, I would start there. And then once you get started, maybe get some lab work done after that. Figure out where all your nutritional deficiencies are, because that is the key. You know, my three big ones, you've got to eat the right kind of foods. You've got to be able to move the body and exercise no matter what. And then know your numbers. Got to get your labs done so you know exactly where your body is, so you'll know which way to take it. And as far as exercise goes, if you're going from zero to starting to exercise, 10 minutes a day, 6 days a week. And it doesn't matter when you do it. I prefer first thing in the morning, but 10 minutes a day, 6 days a week. Just be consistent with that. First, let's create a habit, and then we can build from there. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Or go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. Now, there are foods that are very addictive. And I want to touch base about those here in just a minute. And foods, again, there are certain ones that can almost have you as hooked as most drugs. They have that much of addictive tendencies into the food. And, you know, it's one of the reasons that our obesity rates are at 40% and our people being overweight in this country are at 70, which is staggering. I mean, it's grown tremendously and has been a major issue with everyone that we're seeing nowadays. I mean, the amount of people that are overweight is just staggering. So one of the keys, once you know that, there's certain foods that can be more addictive than others. I'm going to touch base on that here in just a moment and give you kind of a list of foods that really you want to stay away from and ones that you want to be cautious with because they can create the food addiction. And then, of course, I got some anti-aging tips coming up, plus also heart disease, leading killer in America today. We're going to jump in and talk a little bit about that as well. There's some natural ways, natural protocols to be able to support the heart, keep it healthy even in the middle of stress, even in the middle of what life may bring, and even in the middle of what you think might be genetics may not be. So we'll check on that in just a moment. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're here for you each and every day. And don't forget, we've got lifestyle providers that can help you in your area. Be sure to check it out.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. We're here for you each and every day. Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. There you can find all the help that you need for your health and for your life. Okay, we're talking about addiction. Addiction is big with drugs, but also it can be really big with food. And so one of the things I want to talk about is some of the addictive foods. They did a study in the Department of Psychology at the University of Michigan, and it was in conjunction with the New York Obesity Research Center at Mount Sinai at St. Luke's Hospital. They really looked at certain foods to figure out, okay, what really causes the heavy addictions and which ones do not. And, of course, there is what's called a food addiction. You know that. And there's certain foods that can really lay into that. And the foods fit into four categories that they studied and researched. It was chocolate and french fries, which are high in both fat and refined carbohydrates and sugar. The other one was cheese and bacon, which is high in fat but not refined carbohydrates. Pretzels and soda, which is high in refined carbs, sugar, but not fat. And then broccoli and chicken, which is low in both fat and refined carbs and sugar. Okay. In general, the research has found the processed foods, high in fat and having the high glycemic load, were the most frequently associated with addictive eating behaviors. And the glycemic load measures how quickly the standard serving of a particular food will spike your blood sugar. There was an interesting exception, though. Researchers found that men had more of a problem with some unprocessed foods like steak, nuts, and cheese than women did. And so here's the list that they found. So number one is pizza. The other one is chocolate, chips, cookies, ice cream, french fries, cheeseburger, soda, cake, cheese, bacon, fried chicken, rolls, like the regular old rolls that you get at some of those restaurants, and then breakfast cereal, gummy candy, steak, muffins, nuts, and eggs. So although some of the foods on the list were unprocessed, the researchers observed that processing tends to result in higher concentration of addictive substances in a food with the addiction of fat or the addition of fat, carbs, and sugar. In other words, a dose of fat and sugar you get in cake or pizza is much higher than you'd find in nature, so it's kind of man-made, right? So it's higher than normal, which contributes to the heavy addiction and also can contribute to the weight gain. So we always say this, and what we teach in our company, so you go to InShape University, you can check that out, InShapeUniversity.com. What we teach mostly, more than anything, is to teach you that there has to be balance. And we have a 90-10 rule. So you eat well 90% of the time, and then 10% you do what you want. So if the 10% that we're talking about, if you do that on a regular basis, say, oh, if you do that, three meals a week, okay? Let's say three meals a week, you can have a piece of pizza or a cheap piece of cheesecake or something like that. It really cuts down on the cravings. And so if you strategically do that, don't do it all in one day, obviously, but spread it out. So if you have a date night or if you have out with the guys, out with the girls, maybe it's a special day, birthday party, whatever, and you're going to have that piece of cake, it's no big deal. So you plan for it, but the other times you're eating well. You're staying on track, staying on target, really eating your meals and following through with your game plan that you know needs to happen, and then that can create some of the best opportunity for you to really win. And on this show, that's what we want to see for you. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to Carol. Hi, Carol.
I am dealing with just feeling fatigued all the time, and I also have like this lump in my throat, and I've been doing some reading, and I think it may have something to do with my thyroid, maybe, or a goiter, and I would just like some advice on maybe something that I can do or what type of doctor I might need to see to diagnose what's going on, and so I'm not constantly tired, and I also deal with like hot flashes, I guess. They're not severe where they, like, interrupt my day-to-day, you know, coping. But when they come on, it's pretty hard to deal with when it does happen.
Right. Yeah, I think one of those deals, when you start looking at the thyroid, and if there is a goiter or if there is any kind of nodules or if there's ever any kind of issue like that, you always want to, of course, have it checked out. Medically, it's important to make sure you can rule out what could potentially be there, right? So you always want to think worst, get that ruled out, and then everybody can breathe easy and you can start working at it again. But one of the big keys is iodine. We lack iodine in our diet. And there's little bits in, like, table salt, and there's a little bit of iodine in egg yolks. But really, for our body to get everything that it needs, we need to increase our iodine levels if you're talking thyroid. And a lot of times it's a pretty strong deficiency. So you can do some different testing to figure that out. You can do iodine testing and saliva. You can do urine. There's a multitude of ways to really test those levels and see what they are. So I would encourage you to kind of look at that first and see what your overall levels are and see if that makes a difference. I would do that first and foremost because you want to figure out if anything's deficient and then start to build those areas back up. Plus, you've got tyrosine, an amino acid. Adding certain foods like coconut oil, and whether you cook with it, put it in smoothies, whatever it is, that can make a big difference as well. So that's a couple things you can look at. And then thyroid function, also you got to look at the pituitary gland. Pituitary gland is the master gland, and it's the main driver for the thyroid. And so if anything weird is ever happening with the thyroid, you got to step back and say, okay, what's going on with the pituitary gland? Because that's the real question, and that's the real answer of what really needs to take place to get that corrected. So I would look at that in a much greater way, and then you can build a game plan from there. Okay, I would start there, because if you don't, it's easy to get discouraged and easy to go a different direction with it. You don't need to. A lot of times it's just one little step or one little key away that can make the difference. And so I would look into just supporting the thyroid, but look at all the other numbers as well in the lab work, okay? 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day to help you thrive, to help you make it. You can make it. Did you know that? And you can do well. And coming up, we're going to talk about, of course, all kinds of tips with health, fitness, but also our foods. Foods are powerful. Food is our medicine in so many different ways. Wait till you hear the tips we have coming up. Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lunden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food is our medicine. It always is. Remember, the foods that you put inside your body actually become our body, and food is powerful. No matter what you decide to eat, what you put inside your body every day is going to determine the kind of health you're going to have. And so really it does make the difference. And it's funny, because my granny used to always tell me, she goes, honey, she said, you are what you eat. And it's funny, when you're little, you just don't listen. But the reality is that she was right. At the end of the day, what we put inside of our bodies and what we choose to eat every single day will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. So here I like to talk about different foods, different types of ways. And again, what I love most about it, even with exercise, is that no one will make you do it, right? It's the two keys in life, among some others, that you have to take responsibility for it. You have to eat the right kind of foods every single day, and there's a battle, because you're always wanting probably the food that's not the best for you. So making those choices, making the choices to sit around on the couch all day or sit at work all day and not make an effort to exercise, you know, just to be in a place where you just don't care. So what's challenging is that people get to a place where they have to care. So then you get the diagnosis, you get the pain in the chest, or you start getting some weird headache or whatever, and you have crazy symptoms. You go in and get checked out, and then it is something, and the doctor says, okay, now we got to get radical. We got to eat really, really in a certain way, and then you have to exercise and start radically changing your lifestyle. So my hope for you is that through this, you'll be able to modify your choices before that ever happens and get on board to know that your lifestyle choices every single day really is the best prescription you can give yourself when it comes to your health. So we're talking about how foods are medicine, and I really believe as much as you can eat the wrong kind of foods on a regular basis, that you can eat the right ones. So the wrong ones can make you sick. The right ones can make you well. It's not tough. It's not rocket science. It's pretty easy. So today we're going to talk about, I love to talk about different foods, but one that we're going to talk about today that's probably everywhere, including your refrigerator, are tomatoes. Tomatoes are powerful. They've got all kinds of health benefits to them. And not only that, they're used in a variety of ways, and they're seen in a variety of ways that have tremendous benefits. They've been studied diligently in the medical research for a lot of benefits they have. Europe's done a ton of research on them as well. And you can give us a call, by the way, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Always here for you, no matter what you need. You can always get in touch with us here. So tomatoes we're talking about, and they're often considered a vegetable, but actually they're a citrus fruit. A lot of people didn't know that. And tomatoes are an incredibly versatile food. They're eaten raw in salads. You can make them pretty much you want, however you want. You're still going to get the benefits out of them. Of course, raw is best. And then frozen would be second, and then, of course, canned would be third. But they've got all kinds of great benefits. Number one is that they ward off cancer. It's one of the top anti-cancer foods out there. Numerous studies have concluded that more tomatoes that people eat, they can lower the risk of certain cancers. Now, the one thing I'll tell you about tomatoes is also they're the number one GMO-grown food. So out of all the vegetables, it's the biggest one. That and zucchini, I believe, are the top two. And so you really want to go for the organic and look for the non-GMO on the tomatoes. And again, local farmer markets, great place to go just to make sure you research how they get their seeds and all that. But that's important. So they ward off cancer, which is really interesting. I mean, the great part about it is that there's so many articles and research on it now, no one can deny it. We know it does that. So certain cancers they've studied, especially lung, stomach, and prostate cancers, the substance is called lycopene, and it's the big one that we all hinge on. And it gives the tomatoes its red color, okay? But its processed tomatoes contain even more lycopene than the raw ones. So the process of cooking breaks down the cell walls. It helps to release the lycopene. So eating tomatoes with a little bit of fat, like olive oil, can help the lycopene actually get inside and get absorbed into the body. So you can also prevent DNA damage. So the DNA damage is another big one too. So the tomatoes are high in important antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin A. And these vitamins work to fend off the DNA damage from free radicals. And so consequently, the tomatoes can help ward off a lot of the age-related diseases like atherosclerosis and diabetes. So there's a lot that tomatoes really play a role in. And when it's talking about preventing DNA damage, I think we're going to find out more and more. When we start talking about foods as time goes on, we're going to learn how our environment really plays a role in our own DNA, and that what is genetics and passed on from mom and dad to us, that we're actually seeing through epigenetics, seeing the change. So we're actually seeing the change in the environment, the toxins that are in the environment, emotional toxins can come in and alter these areas that we're finding out. And then also, you've got to look at all these in when it comes down to the DNA. And so I think just knowing that with vitamin C, vitamin A, and the high levels of what it has in it with the lycopene, it can really make a difference in cutting down a lot of the DNA issues. Now, the other is it can reduce the risk of heart disease. So tomatoes contain important nutrients like niacin, folate, and vitamin B6 that have associated with the reduction of heart disease risk. And one study found that women who ate about 7 to 10 servings of tomato products a week had a 29% lower risk of cardiovascular disease than women who consumed less than a serving and a half of tomato. Results were even more impressive when the women ate oil-rich tomato products. Now, one more thing, too, about this. In tomatoes, again, food is medicine. We're talking about that. Also, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. They can protect against thrombosis. Now, this is a big deal. This has been a study done that they said drinking 8 ounces of tomato juice daily reduced platelet aggregation significantly. Now, among the study subjects, those drinking a placebo actually showed no benefit. So it's important to drink low-sodium tomato juice if you're trying to protect against thrombosis. So blood clots in the blood vessel, if you're looking to go against that, work against that, then you want to look at doing the actual juice itself. So easy way to do, easy way to get it in your normal eating routine. High sodium levels can also have negative effects for this type of disease. So you want to be cautious of that. And again, if you're dealing with high blood pressure, any kind of heart-related disease or condition, then that can play a big role, too. It can be very beneficial to you. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. 7272. And this is Food is Medicine. We're talking about how it is because the foods that you put inside your body can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. Matter of fact, it's one of the top keys in dealing with any kind of health challenge is making sure to get the right kind of foods in. I believe it's the first starting point. You get the gut healthy, and you can really begin to get the whole body healthy all the way around. Now, the biggest key that I like about tomatoes, and again, there's many of them, but it can help ward off inflammation. So inflammation, as we know and as we're learning, is one of the biggest indicators for disease. It's one of the main reasons that the body has begun breaking down. And so when that happens, when inflammation levels get high and they get elevated, and again, this is not just some random issue. It's something that we do to ourselves. Not exercising, being sedentary, eating the wrong kind of foods on a regular basis, eating foods that are high on the inflammatory scale that can impact us in a negative way. All of that makes a big difference. And so they did a double-blind study, and they found that drinking a glass of tomato juice a day can reduce blood levels of TNF-alpha by 34%. So TNF-alpha causes inflammation. High levels have been found in individuals with the most chronic degenerative disease that we have today, like heart disease, cancer, osteoporosis, and Alzheimer's. So a lot of these conditions are caused by that the component called TNF-alpha, and it causes inflammation. So the high levels we've seen. So again, just drinking tomato juice, an 8-ounce glass of tomato juice a day, can reduce levels by 30%. That's strong. So if you go with an anti-inflammatory based diet and you add in eating either more tomatoes, crushed tomatoes, or even getting tomato juice in, then that can help ward off the inflammation. And again, an anti-inflammatory based diet is something that you want to include, and tomatoes are a big part of that. And so if you go to our website, you can check all that there, or you can give us a call always. If you have questions, individual questions, we can always help you too at 888-283-7272. We're always here for you to help with whatever you're struggling with. Because remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So our choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. So your choices matter. Everything you do, it matters. And so tomatoes play a big role. The other thing about lycopene being such a strong component, when you mix it with the olive oil, it does increase absorbability. Now, you can mix it with coconut oil too. You can mix it with grapeseed oil. Any of those are fine. But when you mix it with any kind of fat, even if you're eating a certain fat with your meal, it's going to help the absorption almost double. So it's a great little addition that you can do for the lycopene to really get in the body and make a difference. But foods are medicine. You can always call us, 888-283-7272. We're here for you each and every day. It's funny because our foods, if you do it in balance, can make some of the biggest difference in your overall health and your overall life. And so you always want to think about keeping it in balance, all right? Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Keeping those type of foods in balance is going to make the difference. And you always want to let the body shoot for that. So it's something like tomatoes, easy to add into your normal routine, and easy to add into your normal daily dietary routine, that can make some of the biggest difference overall. And so, again, but really wouldn't lean for the ketchup and the condiments. Go for the fresh tomatoes themselves or get some of the tomato juice. Typically, that's the better option and will give you everything that you need as far as the lycopene factor goes. And look at all that it does. Amazing. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Here on Food is Medicine, we highlight foods to be able to help you, empower you, and equip you to get the help that you need. You can always go to our website and check it out there as well, InShapeNetwork.com. You can always check us out anytime to get you the healthcare items. It's your healthcare on demand. It always is. Now, when you think about food, I want you to think about two things. One, you're in control. Two, it's not in control. And three, that it is one of the greatest prescriptions you can give yourself with whatever health challenge that you're facing, because it does make the best difference. Food is our medicine.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give us a call. Go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day. If the body can get sick, remember, it can also get well. It is about our lifestyle choices. They determine the kind of health you're going to have. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason. Hi, Jason.
A severe sinus problem, basically, at night. It's hard for me to get air through both of my nasals when I come home from work at night, and I was just wondering why that is.
Well, a lot of times what can happen is, if the gut's not healthy, then really nothing is healthy. And anything with the sinuses, allergies, anything along those lines can be affected really by what you're doing every day. So the foods you're eating and the exercise you're getting, your immune system, how well it's maintained, all of that matters, and that's going to lay the groundwork for how the immune system's doing. And it's a real big key for that. So you have to look at kind of the overall overview of actually what that is. So I would encourage you to really kind of just back it up and go real strong on an anti-inflammatory-based diet. So just to keep it simple, you go to our website, go to InShape Network, you can see it all there, but you can keep it real simple. Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. All of that is going to make a difference. And so when you keep that in balance and when you figure out if there's any kind of excessive, say, histamine response in the gut, which means you're not breaking your proteins down as well as you need to, or if your body's not getting enough enzymes, the things that it needs to really manage everything well, if you're not getting what you need, then that's where the major challenge is, and that's what you have to look for. And coming up and figuring out what your overall nutritional deficiencies are and understanding what those are, yeah, that makes the biggest difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Now, I'm a big fan of all the different tree nuts and seeds, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all that. So if you like nuts and if you're not really into them, you really need to start figuring out even the nut butters. If you figure out a way to do that, but it's amazing. You look at nut consumption. About 119,000 Americans. They did a study over the past 30 years, and Dr. Charles Fuchs, who's the gastrointestinal cancer center at the Dana-Farber Cancer Center in Boston. They kind of a whole kind of a study of it, and they said that, and this is all found in the New England Journal of Medicine, but nuts are nutrient-dense foods. And according to background information, including in the study, they found that unsaturated fatty acids, fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, previous research had linked nut consumption to a lower risk of heart disease as well as improvements in risk factors for heart disease, like high cholesterol, according to the study. And the researchers looked at how nut consumption might affect all causes of death, as well as whether nuts were linked to death risk from specific conditions like heart disease. But the study concluded more than about 76,000 women, I believe, in that, 42,000 men in this. But the nut consumption was verified at the start of the study and at the end. And they found this: those who consume most nuts, at least 7 1-ounce servings weekly, okay, so that's 1 ounce a day, about a handful, reduce their overall death risk by 20%. Pretty amazing. So eating more nuts was linked to a lower risk of death due to cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. The study uncovered also an association between eating nuts and living longer, but it didn't prove a cause and effect overall. Fuchs says that 1 ounce serving equals about 16 to 24 almonds, about 16 cashews, or about 30 peanuts. People who ate nuts tend to be healthier overall. According to the study, they were leaner, had lower rates of obesity, had lower cholesterol, had less high blood sugar, and smaller waist circumferences. Ate more fruits and vegetables, exercised more than people who ate fewer or no nuts. That's interesting, for sure. One expert said that, in his opinion, people who eat nuts aren't eating, instead also important, but they're eating better, they're having better quality. So the ones that are eating the nuts aren't really doing a lot of the chips and the candy and all that. They're on a better overall routine, so it tends to go with their better dietary patterns. But they're not the magic bullet, but they're a great food. And you want to consider definitely switching up and adding that in as a snack or something in your normal routine. That can make a tremendous difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. Walt in Greensboro, North Carolina, says, I was wondering if you had some ways to cure dry scalp. Well, I can tell you some things that would help. I mean, the dry scalp itself, remember, anything skin-related is coming from the gut. So when you look at it from that perspective, you think, okay, whatever is happening in my gut is internally is going to be happening externally. So I have to make sure I get that in balance. Have to make sure that you get your gut in check. Okay, that is just so vital, so important. I can't even tell you how important that is. So your gut health is everything. Okay, so with a dry scalp, usually it's an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. There is an omega-3 fatty acid blood profile test that we do. You can go to our website, InShape University, which is our kind of our online platform, our online clinic, if you will. We've got providers and specialists that can help you there. Go to InShapeUniversity.com. But we've got omega fatty acid testing that you can check and see exactly where your levels are. And that's one of the biggest deficiencies when it comes to dry scalp. Also, an imbalance in the bacteria that's in the gut. All of those can be quite challenging overall to your system. And so you've got to come up with a great way to really build that overall. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Remember, teach someone you learn something on the show and help them live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.